Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
How many of you believe that in the midst of all the confusion of this world, all the craziness, the wars, the questions about economics and governments rising and falling, elections going this way and that way, and what's going to happen next, and what are my prospects, all of that is irrelevant to God's purpose, because no matter how it plays out, God is going to do his thing, right? And so the Lord was wanting to not just call their attention to the unbelief and the condition of the world and say, oh, this is terrible. It was, hey, don't worry, I've got a purpose in the middle of this. I'm calling a people. And not only that, there is a harvest that's ready. So what were they to do? Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his harvest. How many of you believe that in this last hour, God has a harvest that he is gathering in the earth? We have seen so much evidence of that over the years, and I see it more and more, and I pray that God will have us so tuned into him that we'll be able to flow with him, we'll be able to cooperate with him and to support those who are sending out the word and send it out ourselves, and realize we're not called to hunker down. We're not called to be sort of buried in our daily activities and think this is all there is and our hope is in that'll all work out. But Lord, help our eyes to be on you. Help our hearts to be in tune with what you're doing and praying. Praying. Do you think that makes it? Did that make a difference? Did Jesus say that just to go through a form and, oh, you're supposed to pray? No, there was a difference when God's people call upon his name and ask him to reach into the darkest corners of this world. You know there are tribes yet that are unreached, that have never heard. And Jesus said to go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, to every creature. I believe God is doing something in this hour that I just pray that in the midst of it, we will not become so bogged down in our own little narrow little lives that we'll be able to pray for our fellow believers in persecution. I'll tell you, when that comes here, I want them praying for me. I don't know what's going to happen, but do you think God wants us to be afraid? Or do you think he wants us to be so tuned into him and saying, Lord, I know that you're on the throne. I know that your purpose is being carried out. Thank God. I'll tell you, when Jesus ascended to the throne, we're told that he will reign there. How long? Until all enemies are under his feet. You want to look that up? Look that up. It's in 1 Corinthians 15. He was the first one, the example of what God's plan is. He was raised to the dead, from the dead, with a body that's not like this one. Thank God. I'm ready for him to do away with this one and wait for the one that's going to last forever. But anyway, he was the first one, called the first fruits. But he ascended to a throne, and God has put everything in his hands. He has all authority in heaven and earth. Whatever happens on earth, he knows about it. He knows how to use it for his purposes. He knows how to use difficulty to speak to those who have a capacity to hear his voice. He knows how to put you and me in places where we're going to have to trust him and let go. All the things that we have talked about so many times, God is going to be faithful. Jesus is reigning right now over everything that is happening in this world. As we look forward into this new year, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want my life to be completely in his hands. I want to rest in him and trust in him and know that he is absolutely conquering every enemy that could possibly withstand his purpose. There's not a thing that the enemy can do that will hinder what the Lord has absolutely set in motion. To God be the glory. Praise God. You know, there's nothing new that I'm saying here, but I just pray that God will make some of this real. That we won't just be a regurgitation of doctrines that we believe, but that God will actually speak. Is there anybody here that needs to have your eyes lifted up? Yeah. Every single one of us. It's so easy for us to go to sleep and not be aware, not be awake, and just let the devil slip up on us. You ever had the devil slip up on you? Yeah, if you're a believer, you have. You think God wants to teach us through all of these things? Do you really believe that in all things, God is working for the bad, right? No, He's working for the good. Of who? Those who love Him, those who are the called, based on what? According to His purpose. Oh God, deliver us from living according to our purpose. Your purpose in this world is not going to come to anything. This world absolutely will pass away. Heaven and earth, Jesus said, will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I want to build my life on the promises of God who cannot lie, who has called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. I who could never possibly deserve such a thing, yet He has called me into His kingdom. And He is building a kingdom. And even when I don't understand His ways, even when I don't understand why did this happen, why is that happening, why is it like this and why is it like that, I know somebody who knows. I've got somebody who knows how many hairs I've got on my head. I've got somebody who knows how many hairs are on JP's chin. And He's not the only one. God is, I'll tell you, we need that sense of perspective, don't we? That our lives are in His hands. He knows every single thing. And His attitude toward us is not, what's the matter with you, but I love you and I am working in you and I have given my Son the power and the authority to do everything necessary so that one day, I'll tell you, the clock will stop ticking and it will be over. Praise God. You know, Scripture we read so many times. But how about turning to Ephesians chapter 1? I'm not going to read it all, but because that outlines what God has done for us, the call, the blessing, and the fact that He knew us before the world started. But look down at in the middle of verse 8. With all wisdom and understanding, I'll tell you, God's not guessing, is He? He made known to us the mystery of His will. Now, why does He call it a mystery? Because mankind, looking around at the world, trying to use his natural intelligence, can't possibly figure it out. I need to hear His voice, don't you? And I need to recognize that without hearing His voice, I'm just muddling around in the darkness like everybody else. I need Him. But I'm so thankful that He's faithful, aren't you? I'll tell you what. He made known to us the mystery of what? His will. You think God has the power to carry out His plan? According to what? What is that based upon? His good pleasure. This is something that God's excited about. You think God is looking forward to that day? I do. Praise God. I know He knows what it takes to get us ready for that new creation. We don't like it a lot of the time, but He knows. And His motivation, I mean, He's sitting there just saying, I just can't wait. I know there's a process that has to happen, but I am anticipating something that is going to be so full, so wonderful. It's my pleasure that's involved here. Which He purposed in Christ. Again, you've got a purpose, you've got a reason behind everything. But what is all of that about? It says, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment. Now think about that. You've got times, you've got periods of time when the age or the purpose of the age is fulfilled. when it's time for the clock to say, all right, it's time, I'm done. There's going to be a time when the last tick of the clock will happen. Praise God. Lord, you can do it today if your plan is done, but I believe it's still ticking. Okay? When the times reach their fulfillment, to do what? To bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth unto Christ. I'll tell you what, he has absolutely been given the job, as 1 Corinthians 15 we referred to said, to reign until all enemies under his feet. What's the last enemy, by the way? Death. When is death conquered, finally? He talks later in that passage about a trumpet. Which trumpet? It's the last trumpet, isn't it? No trumpets after that one. What's happening when that last trumpet sounds? Christ is coming. He is gathering his people to himself. Everyone who knows him, these bodies will, if you're still here, this body's going to be changed. It won't be like the one that you're suffering with now and dealing with. All the stuff that we put up with, that will be gone. A trumpet will sound. We will be changed. We will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, as it says in other places. At the last trump, the last enemy will be destroyed. Boy, that's a fresh reminder that that's when things end. It's just like it was in history. When the time comes for God to gather his people out, there's no purpose left down here. I'll tell you what. One of the really bad things about some of the teaching, and I don't want to just get off into this, but I want to say this much. There's a lot of teaching that suggests that Christ is going to come and all of his believers are going to vanish into thin air and life will go on. And one of the evil parts of that, implications of that, is there will be a second chance. People can hang around and not accept Jesus, as they like to put it, and they won't go in the rapture, so-called. But then, don't worry, you can wait and find out, and then you can get saved. How many think there's going to be a second chance? You'll have exactly the same chance as the people in Noah's day. They're either in or they're out. I'll tell you, people are on two different roads, two different destinies. I'll tell you, we need the Lord, don't we? But I just want to issue a word of warning to anybody that's hesitating. You don't know when the last voice that speaks to you will come. What does the scripture say? When is the day of salvation? Today is the day of salvation. I wonder how many people have had God speak to their hearts and they know it down deep. And they found a way to sidestep it and push it away and say, not now. Yes, Lord, but not now. And they reach that point where that voice stops calling.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.